Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says NDA government has striven to find stable solutions to problems that have been plaguing the country. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra hits out at NDA government over unemployment and inflation. Centre allows export of over 99,000 metric tons of onion to 6 neighbouring countries. Heat wave conditions likely to continue in parts of West Bengal, Odisha and Peninsular India. In archery, India secured 4 gold medals and a silver in World Cup Stage 1 in Shanghai. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeat Mumbai Indians by 10 runs at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. Match between Lucknow Super Giants and Rajasthan Royals underway in Lucknow. Campaigning has intensified for the third phase of general elections, with top leaders of major political parties making a strong pitch to woo the voters through rallies and roadshows across the country. 95 parliamentary constituencies across 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. A total of 1,351 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed a public rally at Tapovan Grounds in Kolhapur city of Maharashtra. He said, in the last 10 years, the NDA government has striven to find stable solutions to problems that were plaguing the country. Mr. Modi said, the women and the youth of the country have always been a priority for his government.
NDA ने युवाओं और महिलाओं को केंद्र में रखकर काम किया. NDA ने आत्मनिर्भर भारत अभियान चलाया ताकि देश में उद्योग बढ़े. NDA ने स्टार्टअप इंडिया अभियान शुरू किया ताकि युवाओं को ज्यादा अवसर मिले. आज स्टार्टअप्स के मामले में भारत दुनिया में तीसरा सबसे बड़ा देश है. अगले 5 साल में हमारी सरकार इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पर रिकॉर्ड निवेश करेगी. साथियों, विकास में महिलाओं की भागीदारी विकसित हो, इसलिए महिलाओं के लिए अवसर, उनकी सुरक्षा, ये मोदी की गारंटी है.
Mr. Modi highlighted the Atmanirbhar Bharat and the Startup India initiatives of the NDA government. He added that the loan amount under the Mudra Yojana will be doubled to 20 lakh rupees if his government is voted back to power. Hitting out at the Congress and the INDIA bloc, Prime Minister Modi said they have scored 2 self-goals of anti-nationalism and hatred politics. Chief Minister of Maharashtra Eknath Shinde was also present on the occasion. 11 seats in Maharashtra, including Kolhapur, Hatkanangle and Latur, will go to polls in the third phase. Later this evening, Prime Minister Modi will also hold a public meeting at Vasco in Goa. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a rally at Udgir in Latur district of Maharashtra. She hit out at Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led NDA government over unemployment and inflation. She said 30 lakh posts are lying vacant in the central government, while 70 crore people are unemployed.
आज देश में सबसे ज्यादा बेरोजगारी है. 45 सालों में इतनी बेरोजगारी नहीं रही जितनी आज है. 70 करोड़ लोग नौजवान बेरोजगार हैं और इस बीच केंद्र में 30 लाख पद खाली पड़े हैं जो पिछले 10 सालों से नरेंद्र मोदी जी की सरकार ने भरे नहीं. आपके जीवन में तरक्की नहीं आई. पिछले 10 सालों में मुश्किलें बढ़ी हैं, समस्याएं बढ़ी हैं. सिर्फ बेरोजगारी नहीं, महंगाई हद से ज्यादा बढ़ गई है.
Ms. Vadra also said that GST, Goods and Services Tax, has been imposed on agricultural equipment and she promised to abolish it if her party is voted to power. She alleged that the NDA government waived loans for rich individuals but failed to do the same for farmers. Earlier, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a rally at Dharampur in Valsad district of Gujarat. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah today addressed election rallies in Porbandar, Bharuch and Panchmahal in Gujarat. Addressing a rally in Panchmahal, Mr. Shah said the BJP government will implement the Uniform Civil Code once it returns to power. He said the BJP government under the leadership of Narendra Modi has freed India from terrorism. Mr. Shah said the BJP government is committed to the development of all sections of society, including poor and marginalized people. Addressing a rally in Bharuch, Mr. Shah said the BJP government has not only increased the budgetary outlay for tribal people in the country, but also enhanced the education and health facilities for them. He also ensured people that the BJP government would not take away the fundamental rights of tribals. 25 constituencies of Gujarat will go to polls in a single phase in the third leg on the 7th of next month. In Uttar Pradesh, senior leaders and star campaigners of various political parties are holding public meetings and roadshows in different constituencies. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed public meetings in Hathras, Firozabad and Auraya today. SP National President Akhilesh Yadav held a roadshow in Kannauj and addressed an election rally in Kanpur Dehat. BJP leader and Union Minister Meenakshi Lekhi addressed the BJP Mahila Morcha conference in Kanpur. The BJP has announced the name of senior lawyer Ujjwal Nikam to contest for Mumbai North Central Lok Sabha seat. Poonam Mahajan is the sitting MP of the BJP from this seat. The party has also released a list of 8 candidates for Odisha Assembly polls. YSR Congress Party President and Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy unveiled the party manifesto for general elections 2024 today at Tadipalli Party office. Speaking on the occasion, he stated that his state government completed 99% of the promises made in 2019 election manifesto and assured to continue all the existing welfare schemes if voted to power again. He said assistance to women will be increased to 1.5 lakhs from existing 75,000 rupees. He added that pensions for old age people will be increased to 3,500 rupees from 3,000 rupees in 2 phases. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Mainpuri Lok Sabha constituency in Uttar Pradesh.
A total of 5 assembly constituencies come under the Mainpuri Lok Sabha constituency. These include Mainpuri, Bhogaon, Kisni, Karhal and Jaswant Nagar. A total of 17,87,147 voters will decide the fate of 8 candidates on May 7. There are 9,34,094 male voters, 7,89,084 female voters and 25 third gender voters. Mainpuri Lok Sabha constituency has been the political arena of Mulayam Singh Yadav. Mainpuri Lok Sabha seat has been occupied by Samajwadi Party since 1996. In the 2019 Lok Sabha election, as an SP candidate, Mulayam Singh Yadav defeated BJP candidate Prem Singh Sakya by 94,389 votes. In the by-election held after the death of Mulayam Singh Yadav in 2022, his daughter-in-law Dimple Yadav won by defeating BJP candidate Raghuraj Singh Sakya by a huge margin of 2,88,000 votes. This time also, SP has made Dimple Yadav its candidate. At the same time, BJP has made the contest interesting by giving ticket to Jaiveer Singh, MLA from Mainpuri Sadar and minister in the state government. Bahujan Samaj Party has made Shiv Prasad Yadav the candidate by cutting the ticket of the previously declared candidate Dr. Gulsan Dev Sakya at the last moment of nomination. Om Avasti, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. On to other news, the centre has allowed export of over 99,000 metric tons of onion to 6 countries, Bangladesh, United Arab Emirates, Bhutan, Bahrain, Mauritius and Sri Lanka. The government has also allowed export of 2,000 metric tons of white onion cultivated specially for export markets in West Asia and some European countries. In December last year, the export of onion was prohibited to ensure adequate domestic availability against the backdrop of estimated lower Kharif and Rabi crops in 2023-24 as compared to the previous year. The Uttarakhand government has cancelled leave of Forest Department officers and employees to tackle the escalating incidents of forest fires in the state. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami affirmed the government's commitment to forest fire prevention during a media briefing in Haldwani today, emphasizing proactive measures being undertaken. In order to review the situation after the recent forest fire in Nainital district, Mr. Dhami led an aerial survey earlier today. He assured that stringent measures will be taken against individuals found guilty of igniting the blaze. Meanwhile, efforts are on to quell the forest fires in Nainital with the assistance of Mi-17 helicopters from the Indian Air Force. Progress has been made in containing the blaze, which has spread over several hectares. According to the latest bulletin from the State Forest Fire and Disaster Management, a total of 598 forest fire incidents have been reported in the hill districts of Garhwal and Kumaon divisions, affecting an area of around 724 hectares. The Kumaon division has recorded the highest number of incidents. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to continue over East and South Peninsula India during the next 5 days. Severe heat wave conditions are also likely to prevail over Gangetic and Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and parts of Odisha. Heat wave condition is also likely in Bihar, Jharkhand, interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and coastal Andhra Pradesh. IMD said the maximum temperatures will rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over East India and Maharashtra. On the other hand, there is forecast of heavy rainfall over northeast India during the next 4 days. In IPL, Delhi Capitals DC defeated Mumbai Indians by 10 runs at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi this evening, chasing a target of 258. Mumbai could score only 247 in the stipulated 20 overs. Tilak Verma was the top scorer for Mumbai, scoring 63 runs from 32 balls, while for DC, Rashik Darsalam and Mukesh Kumar took 3 wickets each. Earlier put into bat first, Delhi amassed a total of 257 for 4 in 20 overs. Opener Jake Fraser McGurk scored 84 off just 27, and Tristan Stubbs remained unbeaten with 48 from 25 balls. In the second match today, Lucknow Super Giants LSE are taking on table toppers Rajasthan Royals in Lucknow. Put into bat first, LSE were 184 for 5 in 19 overs a short while ago. In archery, India secured 4 gold medals and a silver in World Cup Stage 1 in Shanghai today, following a hat-trick of gold medals by Jyoti Surekha Venom. Jyoti won individual gold women's compound, defeating top seed Andrea Becerra of Mexico in the final. Earlier, the team of Jyoti, Aditi Swami and Parneet Kaur emerged victorious in the women's compound team final. In the compound mixed team final, Jyoti and her partner Abhishek Verma defeated the Estonian twins in the final. Earlier in men's compound team final this morning, the team of Abhishek Verma, Priyansh and Prathamesh Bhuge beat the Netherlands 238-231, making a clean sweep of compound team events. In men's individual compound event, Priyansh settled for the silver medal, losing to Austria's Nico Wiener. In sailing, India's Netra Kumanan has bagged the Paris Olympics quota at the Last Chance Regatta in Hyères, France. Competing in the women's dinghy ILCA 6, Netra finished 5th on the overall leaderboard yesterday. However, she secured the Olympic quota as the top performer among sailors from the Emerging Nations program. Netra is the second Indian sailor to secure a ticket to the upcoming Paris Olympics. Earlier in January this year, Vishnu Saravanan had secured India's first sailing quota at the ILCA 7 Men's World Championship 2024 in Australia. In swimming, India's Srihari Nataraj won the 100-meter backstroke at the Invitational Age Group Swimming Championships in Malaysia today. He bagged the gold medal with a time of 54.71 seconds. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says NDA government has striven to find stable solutions to problems that have been plaguing the country. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra hits out at NDA government over unemployment and inflation. Centre allows export of over 99,000 metric tons of onion to 6 neighbouring countries. Heat wave conditions likely to continue in parts of West Bengal, Odisha and Peninsula India. In archery, India secured 4 gold medals and a silver in World Cup Stage 1 in Shanghai. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeat Mumbai Indians by 10 runs at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. Match between Lucknow Super Giants and Rajasthan Royals underway in Lucknow. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.